News from campus matters to you.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And us.
So, weekdays at 5pm, URN brings you The Pulse. 1 hour of news stories that matter to you.
And me.
And me.
And
I think they get the point. The Pulse. Weekdays from 5.
Because the BBC don't care about the beer prices in Mooch.
Welcome to your Thursday edition of The Pulse with me, Hermione, Freya, Charlie and Matt. First, we've got a story from Charlie about a household income in Nottingham.
So, The Guardian today have made an article about how Nottingham is the city with the lowest incomes in the UK. Apparently, residents in Nottingham, their average home pay is only one-fifth of the disposable income enjoyed by people in West London. The average household income, once taxes and benefits are taken into account, is only £12,232 in Nottingham, compared to £58,816 in the likes of Kensington and Chelsea and Hammersmith and Fulham in West London. The average for the whole of the UK is £19,432 per household, according to official government figures that reveal the vast gulf in living standards across Britain. The data reveals not only large differences between regions, but also the disparity within those regions. A few miles east of Hammersmith and Fulham, household disposable incomes plummet by two-thirds to £19,261 in Newham Hackney. So why is it that Nottingham is having the lowest income in the country? The reasons behind Nottingham's ranking as lowest income city in the country are quite complex. The East Midlands city had a strong and prosperous textile industry during the Industrial Revolution, but declined rapidly during the 1950s and 60s. In 2014, it was named the city with the highest proportion of workless households in the UK. More than a third of children in the city live in poverty, according to a report by End Child Poverty earlier this year, with 52% of children in the Arbiton ward living below the breadline. The figures issued on Thursday are for 2016, the latest available data at local authority level. So I want to talk to you guys about this. Does this perhaps put you off from staying in Nottingham after university? And why do you think that Nottingham is so low on the income rates?
I don't think it would necessarily put me off, just because having lived here for almost 2 years now, I think you can see how it's a really great city for young people. And it may be that it's the older kind of generations where this income is hitting, because I know quite a few people who've graduated and have stayed on for a year and are working. And you can, there's really nice accommodation as well. Like, I've got family friends who are investing in Nottingham as kind of an up and coming place for young people. So I think although these figures are quite negative, I really don't think like this is in the long term for Nottingham, just from seeing who lives here. Like, there's so many young people, and also kind of the amount of infrastructure that's being built and the investment in the city.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because obviously I think a lot of people do stay on after university, and I think it just depends for me about what sort of job I might potentially be able to get. Like, I would like to stay on in Nottingham because I do quite like it as a city, but it's it is a concern to hear stuff like this about the cost of living. And obviously I think Nottingham's got a bit of a reputation, if anything, for being quite cheap on the whole, which that surprised me a little bit. Like, when I was doing research about where to go to university, that was one of the factors that made me sort of look into Nottingham, the fact that it appeared to be relatively cheap in terms of the cost of living.
I think with regards to staying on, I think for students it's quite different to people who have like maybe lived here and grown up here, because the student life is so different to the life of someone who lives here. And my best friend used to work in a school down in, where is it the 36 goes?
Chilwell,
Beeston.
The other one.
Long Eaton.
West Bridgeford.
Somewhere
around
Nottingham.
That kind of area, yeah. maybe near Bulwell or something like that. But she was saying like she worked in a school there, and the level of like poverty that she saw in those areas, there were children who were from really sort of like difficult backgrounds. And I think that's maybe part of it that a lot of us don't see living in like Lenton or living on campus, is the fact that like there is a lot of poverty in Nottingham, and it's a lot of the time it's people who are, if you like, indigenous to the area rather than students.
Do you think we've mentioned this before, in a little bubble then, in terms of students Do you think there's a lack of opportunity in the West Midlands as a whole for people who are looking to for employment?
I think maybe kind of just as a region in general within England, it's something that's kind of, it's just, well, it is the Midlands, but it is just a bit in the middle, as in it's not close to any of the big cities in the north where a lot of people find employment. It's not, it's just too far from London as well to kind of be able to commute. Birmingham, I suppose, But I think there is opportunity, but it might be quite niche professions, maybe. I mean, I suppose there's lots of big warehouses, but that's not exactly high income, a high income employment. So that may be an issue, I suppose.
Why do you think businesses are discouraged from setting up in the Midlands?
Maybe they see it as perhaps sort of a halfway step that's not worthwhile because they're sort of perhaps staying away from the more populated north or London area. So I guess if you think about the north, there's a lot of big traditionally industrial cities, the likes of Leeds, Manchester, Sheffield, Liverpool. So they might be thinking, well, it makes more sense for me to move an hour or two further north and be close to these cities that have obviously more people, so hence more economic value perhaps. So that might be part of it. And obviously London is the sort of metropolis and that's where the most investments are sort of seen. So maybe they just don't see the Midlands as perhaps quite as relevant.
I think it's a bit of a vicious circle, to be honest with you, because I'm talking from my perspective. I know I need to move to London to get a job in the industry that I want to be in. So I need to go to London. But I know a lot of other students will be thinking the same thing instead of setting up in the West Midlands. But then if nobody sets up in the West Midlands, there won't be any opportunities in the West Midlands and it keeps going round and round and round. Do you think it is our job as students to look at potential businesses in the West Midlands?
I think the problem is that in regard to the Midlands, like as we were saying, the big city is Birmingham. Mm-hmm. If businesses are going to go anywhere, they're going to go to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Because Nottingham, it is a little bit diddy. I think that's the problem. It's quite small. Especially like the East Midlands, which is where Nottingham is. There's not much there. And I think it's hard for it to be the responsibility of students because there's this thing of like, we can't just not have a job kind of thing, especially in this kind of economy. It is sad that like we find it more difficult to set up in these kind of areas and stuff. But people, I think, just have to gravitate towards big cities. They've been doing it since, you know, the Industrial Revolution.
Mm. I think it may not be the responsibility of the student, but I think the university as an employer definitely has a responsibility within the area. I know from kind of talking to taxi drivers and the likes that over summer people just leave Nottingham and go home because without the university and without the students, there's no point in really being there because there's hardly anyone actually in the city. So I think maybe not the students' responsibility, but definitely the university has a responsibility within the area to make sure that the people they're employing are earning the right amount, but also kind of that they're promoting the area as well, I suppose.
Yeah, and invest in homegrown talent, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that we sort of, the only way the Midlands will grow as a sort of economic centre is if people do actually look for jobs there. But ultimately, that does come back to sort of the issue of investment. And I think that's a key aspect of this is that whether the right investment is being focused enough. So I don't know what the government perhaps could do to sort of look at that. I know there was a George Osborne's Northern Powerhouse sort of thing, so which perhaps wasn't as relevant to the Midlands as it could be. So I wonder if it's something that gets neglected as an area of the country. I mean, I come from the southwest, which is obviously another area of the country which is perhaps not particularly well resourced, and you know, you have to get out of there if you're a young person if you want to get decent jobs. There's not enough room for sort of career growth there, really. So I think it's a shame that in this country we have so many different areas of the country that are different in terms of the opportunities they can provide for young people. So I think that's perhaps something that is difficult to change, but perhaps should be changed.
Do you think people in the Midlands get a bit overshadowed by, you know, the whole northern rhetoric as of, you know, we're the northerners and we need more businesses coming up our way? So the government are now investing in the north quite heavily. HS2, for example, is something that they're doing for northern cities. Do you think that the Midland area kind of gets overshadowed by that because there is kind of a lack of identity when it comes to the Midland and Midlanders? There's not so much of a identity due to lack of unions and things like that in the past?
I think in the past there was definitely an identity, and Nottingham kind of during the Industrial Revolution and then as well, like post-industrial, there was definitely, I mean, there was riots in Nottingham and strikes in Nottingham, and I think there was definitely a sense of collective identity there and belonging to the city. But I think, yeah, as you said, it's just in the middle, and that's the issue. Knowing people who live in Nottingham, you don't live in the city, you live in kind of not the suburbs, but just a bit out in a nice village as well. And you can commute to London, you can drive to London. I know people who live in Nottingham but spend most of their weekends in London as well. And I think that's the issue, is there's nothing perhaps tying people to the region, and that may be an issue.
It might also be that, like, as you were saying, people feel like a loyalty to their city, but maybe not necessarily to the Midlands. Because I know if, like, you talk to people from up north, they're very much like Northerners, Yorkshire kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, like, with Londoners, there is a certain thing that they are slightly separate from other Southerners, but London is a big city. It can kind of afford to do that in some respects. But I think maybe there's a thing of, like, there's not a lot of, like, Midland pride, I guess.
Yeah, collective identity almost, yeah.
And there is kind of, I think, just within young people, what young people say and coming to university and hearing what students say about different places in the country, there are just certain stereotypes.
Yeah.
And it is that kind of, definitely if you're from the north, you're very much a northerner, mm-hmm. and you're very proud of that fact. And then people from the south, regardless of where they are, most of the time say they're from London, even if they're not.
Yeah.
And then if you're from the Midlands, it's kind of, everyone just says near Birmingham.
Yeah.
Or near...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair with the south thing, everyone just assumes that when you say south, they mean London. You know, I've been asked what part of London Dorset's in.
Oh, really?
Which that's really bad.
It is appalling.
A Russell Group uni and people don't know where Dorset is.
To be fair, I'm not sure where Dorset is.
South.
It's not in London.
It's not in London. So
it's not a tube stop. So.
Yes, it's in zone.
If it's not a tube stop, then it's not in
zone three. But.
That well-known stop on the Piccadilly line.
Bakely, actually.
You're listening to The Pulse, URN's award-winning news show, where it's all about the news that matters to you.